The government has taken down a website that experts say revealed too much about how to make a nuclear bomb. Back in April, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence created the site for the millions of pages of intelligence documents the U.S. seized in Iraq. It was called the Operation Iraqi Freedom Document Portal. The idea was to make the documents available to researchers, many of whom were and are still convinced that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction before the U.S. invasion in 2003. Well, NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now, and Mike, first explain to us why this material was put on a website in the first place.
Well, this sprung from dissatisfaction among some in the government and some researchers, mostly on the right, conservative bloggers, people like that, that no weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq after the U.S. invasion. You'll remember that the Iraq Survey Group, which involved hundreds of intelligence specialists, spent more than 6 months looking for weapons of mass destruction and ultimately concluded that there were none. But the some on the right, and particularly some members of Congress in the Republican Party, were convinced that there was evidence in the documents that the United States had seized. They prevailed upon the two chairmen of the Senate and House Select Intelligence Committees to put pressure on John Negroponte, the Director of National Intelligence. And so last spring, the intelligence community put up this website and began to put a lot of the documents that had been seized in Iraq up on it.
When you say a lot of the documents, what are we talking about?
Well, reports are that there were some 48,000 boxes of material, that is millions of pages, that were seized and began to be put up on this website. Not all of them have been released yet. This has been a long process. Most of them are in Arabic. And in fact, the nuclear documents apparently were first posted in September. So they haven't been up since last spring. And we're talking about just a few dozen documents that have drawn the attention and raised alarm among nuclear weapons experts. And so immediately when these experts, some of whom came from the International Atomic Energy Agency, looked at these documents, they started to protest and tell the U.S. government that this wasn't a good idea to have these documents on its own website.
What do we know about these documents?
Well, I first have to say that there's a good deal of information about nuclear weapons already available from public sources. There, you can go to the internet and elsewhere to look up bomb designs. But according to the New York Times, which first broke this story on its website yesterday, these documents involve specific engineering questions about things like triggering mechanisms for the bomb and firing circuits, ways of overcoming specific technical and engineering hurdles in the process of creating a nuclear weapon. So it was asserted by some in the IAEA they were shocked at the level of engineering expertise that were reflected in these documents. I should add that there were also documents posted last spring on nerve gas, which were brought to the attention of the intelligence community back then, and they were taken down then.
Given what's in these documents and what is said to be known about the Iranian ambition to have a nuclear arsenal, are there things in these documents that experts would say the Iranians didn't know but might learn from looking at a U.S. government website?
Yes. Experts who have seen the documents are saying that, in fact, this is more advanced engineering problems and hurdles in creating an actual weapon, nuclear weapon, than where the Iranians are believed to be, if, in fact, they're on track to develop nuclear weapons. The Iranians may have basic plans and designs about nuclear weapons, but this is far more advanced. Experts also point out that al-Qaeda has made it quite clear that they're looking to acquire a nuclear weapon. And so those who have seen the documents say that there's a real danger in them.
How did they get out there? I mean, was it done purposely, or did somebody not know what their content was?
It sounds like there were so many, the job was so overwhelming, there were so few Arabic translators that there was only a cursory look before a lot of these documents were posted on the website. And in fact, now the Office of the Director of National Intelligence has issued a statement saying the website's down, public doesn't have access to it, it'll come back up, and when it does, there'll be much more care in determining which documents should be posted there.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Robert.
That's NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster.